And by the way, it says here, let all the angels of God worship him. Why would they be worshiping this person? Because Jesus Christ is God in the flesh. Yes, he's the eternal Son of God. We believe in the Holy Trinity, but he is God in the flesh. Nobody who's not God should be worshipped, right? You don't worship any man, or you should not worship any man. You should not worship any woman or any person, because they're a sinner just like you. Now, here's what's interesting about this. All of these cults, like the Jehovah's Witnesses, they'll say, well, Jesus Christ is the firstborn. And they'll link verses like Hebrews 1, and we'll see later on in Colossians 1, and they'll say, well, see, it's like he's the first creation of God, but he's not the only. That's what they think of first begotten. Well, let me ask you a question. If Jesus Christ was created, and the Bible's telling us to worship him, are you worshiping the creature or the creator? Do you understand what I'm saying? Because I don't believe Jesus Christ is the creature. I believe all things were made by him. Amen. Meaning he didn't make himself. Meaning he's the creator. Right? Because he's from eternity past. He wasn't created by God. He is the creator. But if you're saying, well, he's a creature or a creation of the creator, then the angels of God are worshiping the creature rather than the creator, which Romans 1 condemns. Right? Now, of course, Jehovah's Witnesses say we're not supposed to worship Jesus, but why are the angels worshiping him? Why are all kinds of people worshiping Jesus all throughout the New Testament? Because he is God, right?